WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This weekend, ABC presents the first installment of a 5-hour miniseries called The Jacksons, An American Dream. It's an authorized biography of Michael Jackson and his family. TV critic David Bianculli says if you're excited by the prospect of watching this series, don't be.
There are so many things that bother me about this Jackson's miniseries that I don't know where to start. Yeah, I do. It's the moment when all the Jackson brothers are goofing around playing basketball, and their domineering father Joe, played by Lawrence Hilton Jacobs, comes outside and yells at them.
Hey, time for rehearsals. Hey, let's go. Let's go.
I don't feel good.
You know, the Osmonds don't always feel good either. But they don't let it stop them. That's why they're on the radio. Always. Day and night. Come on.
Now think about that, because it's one of the only moments in this 5-hour drama that puts the Jackson 5 in its proper perspective. Yes, the Jackson 5 produced a lot of hits, but the main thing it did was give Michael Jackson room to grow and to outgrow them. Otherwise, the Jacksons were a lot like the Osmonds, successful, but dismissed as bubblegum by a lot of their peers. This miniseries wants to be fair and spread the focus around, but that only makes things even duller. It's a full half hour before the first of the Jackson kids is even born. And after 5 hours of drama, the only other Jackson sibling besides Michael to make any kind of an impact is Jermaine. Worst of all, perhaps, is that the girls, Rebby, LaToya, and Janet, are almost totally ignored. But in the case of LaToya, we all know why that is. The Jacksons, An American Dream is produced by the real Jermaine Jackson and his wife, Margaret Maldonado Jackson. So, just like the recent Sinatra miniseries, which was produced by Frank's daughter Tina, it's an inside job. Which means it reveals some things, but not too much. For instance, it acknowledges that Joe Jackson occasionally beat his kids and cheated on his wife, but doesn't emphasize it. It mentions sibling rivalry once, but never dramatizes it. And so on. The worst thing is what it leaves out. There are at least 3 times where this miniseries cuts to a commercial, then returns with all the characters 5 or 6 years older. And that includes the most crucial time frame of all, the period leading up to Michael Jackson's Off the Wall and Thriller albums. And even when the drama introduces an idea, it seldom follows it up. It spends a lot of time showing young Michael playing with and talking to a pet rat that he tamed at night in his family's kitchen, until his father set a trap and killed it. That seems to be a perfect scene to set up Jackson's recording of Ben, his love story to a rat that became a hit from the movie Willard, except that Ben is never mentioned. And neither is Jackson's extensive plastic surgery, even though we do get this scene, where Michael, played as a teenager by Jason Weaver, confides to his mother, played by Angela Bassett.
You know, the nose is too wide. Fans expect me to sound and look another way. Did when I was little.
You just gotta be who you are, Michael.
I don't know who I am. Except music. Music is in me. That's all I remember in my life is music. My album's not doing anything. My voice has changed. You know what they say right in front of me? That's little Michael Jackson. Yuck. He's got pimples.
On the creative side, there's no examination of what inspired the songs, not even the love child claims that prompted Michael to write Billie Jean. On the business side, there's no mention of his record company's fights with MTV, no look at the making of his videos, no one playing producer Quincy Jones or promoter Don King. And the finale, which takes place during the Jacksons' victory tour in 1984, tries to stage a triumph where there wasn't one. This miniseries is no triumph either. All it does is provide proof that the story really worth telling and worth watching has yet to be made. And that's the Michael Jackson story.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.